Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. From the AVN Expo and Awards in Las Vegas, to XBiz and Exotica, and other conventions all over the world. Hear from some of the top names in the adult industry, your fave cam girl or cosplayer. That's right, we get kinky and geeky, and chat with some of the hottest lewd and nude cosplay girls in the game. And all Tricky Kid TV for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
Welcome to today's edition of After Dark. You have fun days, and you have days when Brittany Andrews comes to your hotel room.
Yeah, it was very hard not to feel like a hooker walking up here. Looking at what room number, I'm like, does everybody here think I'm a hooker?
I really wanted them to know you were coming.
She's coming to my room.
To my room, everybody.
I've got that kind of money, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
If I'm going to be your hooker, I'm going to be an expensive hooker.
Yeah, exactly. It would be easier to probably to list the award that you haven't won, if there's any left that you haven't. Mm. Please help me welcome Hall of Famer, she's done it all, the legendary Brittany Andrews.
Thank you.
So you just got back from the T Awards.
Yes. The T Awards is the transgender awards for both transgender females, for masculine and feminine. And so I was nominated for 2 awards. I did not win, but I will have to say some of the speeches that were made me very happy that I did not win, because it's a point of their life. They're getting the validation. They're being seen. I really enjoyed participating.
Help us also to understand, why is there a non-trans category at the Trans Awards?
Yeah. What we're seeing in the adult entertainment industry, a mixture of LGBT and heterosexual. We still have the gay side, very much its own side of the business. But for the first time, we're really starting to see much more of the mixing in of everything.
Okay.
Transgender, the genre, sells phenomenally. Y'all motherfuckers like jerking off to transgender females. I was retired for a while, and when I came back, there's now transgender mostly. It was an amazing script, and a scene with Brittany Cage, so Brittany loves Brittany. Two blonde, hot bitches. That's why I was up for that particular award.
Let me get a rebuttal from you about this.
Sure.
Since you are so passionate about transgender rights, there was a quote I read that said, "Go woke, go broke."
Okay.
Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
Are you familiar with who Kim Petras is?
No, I'm not.
She's transgender.
Okay.
All of her song titles are very explicit. Fuck me like a slut.
Okay.
Kim was the first, and I guess only, transgender on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Right.
And Sports Illustrated went out of business. Thoughts?
Oh, it was a big thing with Bud Light, too, right? Where they had some kind of transgender slogan, and they went broke as well. So I think you need to read the room, right? Maybe you want to start off with women as a demographic. We might be more hip to seeing the message. We are still in a very transitional period, not only in the adult entertainment industry, but society and culture. It's one of the big political points, whether a transgender female can go into a female bathroom or not. Right. We consistently hear that.
Yeah. I'm somebody that also cares about transgender rights, and I want to see those rights become the same. But I do understand a guy who's had a subscription to Sports Illustrated look forward to that issue.
Yeah.
And suddenly this is on there.
And you don't want that message that if you do this, you're going to go broke.
You retired for a while.
I did.
What year was it and what went into that decision?
It was a couple of different things. I'd been in the adult entertainment industry at that time for 15 years. Yeah. I couldn't go anywhere else. I had signed all the contracts. I had done all the deals. The writing on the wall, which I saw the industry started going bankrupt. It had everything to do with tube sites and pirating.
Okay.
I was a producer, director. I was doing distribution. I owned like 30 websites. I owned a studio. I was like, if everything's going to be free, how am I going to make money?
So what do you do? Right, so...
Adios! Get me the tugboat! I'm jumping off the ship! Because y'all are going to sink. And it did. I watched it sink.
We're talking with the legendary Brittany Andrews.
Ooh.
Two-time Hall of Famer. She'll be appearing at the upcoming Chicago Exotica. All the things you've done over four decades in your career, you have also done a lot of outreach in terms of guiding other performers. Joining us now is Nuala and Chris, a swinger couple that's been in the lifestyle for quite some time. And Nuala is interested in making the leap from swinger lifestyle to actually entering the industry.
Just when he said that, I got like goosebumps.
Brittany, what advice would you have for this couple? Specifically Nuala.
Well, are you currently on any platforms?
We do have one. So everyone has one.
She's got her OnlyFans.
Yes. So I always recommend usually starting smaller. How long have you had that?
A little over.
And are you shooting content with other talent, correct?
Not really talent, it's just people we know. Mm-hmm. Some of our friends in the lifestyle, as long as we keep the face out of it.
Mm-hmm. You're already doing something a little bit wrong. Mm. When you're shooting these individuals, you're getting them to sign paperwork and get a copy of their IDs.
There's a release form with OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Some of them have an OnlyFans account already, so mm-hmm. if you tag them in, they're giving you permission if they approve it. So.
You don't want to rely on that. One of the other ways you're going to be able to grow and attract other talent to work with you is by growing yourself on other platforms. If you're only signing the OnlyFans, so you want to start building on some other platforms. They're going to be looking at your follower count and your, I feel like swingers do really well on many vids. Then start reaching out to content creators that have around the same amount of followers you do. And start doing trades. Make sure you're getting all of your 2257 paperwork, which you can go to the Free Speech Coalition, FSC.com, and you can get all of that paperwork there. And then you start building your brand, right? Because you're interested in shooting mainstream. If you're not a really young girl, you have to build a valuable brand. They're gonna wanna take on as talent. I actually know somebody here in Vegas I can hook you guys up with that they do these big orgies. This is a great way to get in and start meeting other content creators. Do you know how to run a camera?
I do most of the work.
But there you go, we like to hear that. You come with your own camera guy, that makes you more valuable. So. That would be my advice.
Brittany will be appearing April
28th
at Exotica. Brittany, would these two benefit from attending Exotica to pursue this?
Exotica really is a place where a lot of content creators are there to meet their fans and do content trades with other, one of the best ways to start meeting other individuals that are looking to do exactly what you're doing. A lot of people that just want to have sex as well. Some people are in it all for the business, but being that you are swingers, you like the pleasure side of it.
I enjoy having sex with women, men, very open. Have not had the pleasure of being with transgender.
From my own opinion, from meeting you, you seem to have a very organic interest sexually. So I wouldn't worry about it.
One of the people we just recently played with, the guy that's done professional porn, who's like, you could really make some money doing MILF porn.
And she's hungry. She's got a very good sexual energy. And that definitely comes off on film. Recently, I was shooting a scene with Johnny Darko. And it was going to be with two lovely black gentlemen that were very large. I started prepping for that a month in advance. I was doing a scene, Brookzilla, and it was his first ever anal scene, which I didn't know. And I said to my friend, how should I prep for this? Start off with a smaller butt plug, and then you move your way up. I'm literally doing it every single night for a month before I do one of those scenes. And then, of course, you're cleaning the day before, you're watching what you're eating, and then they don't allow you to eat on set that entire day. Or I'll wear the butt plug to the scene that morning and then work on myself a little bit more in the bathroom, because then you got to clean yourself. There's a lot of preparation that goes into it.
So it's kind of up to yourself to get yourself ready for it.
It's much better to go, than to go, it also depends on how big it is. Yeah. I can pretty much shove anything in my ass, you know. But it's going to be really huge, I need to do the preparation. But a regular penis, you can shove it in my ass at any time.
You hosted Playboy Channel's Best Productions.
I did.
It's probably where I first saw you.
I did a lot of the Howard Stern show back then, too. I had sex with a midget in Times Square in a fucking taxi cab for the Howard Stern show. Could feel very much.
Yeah.
I'm a porn star.
Yeah.
Social media, they're always like, oh, hot dog down the hallway. It's like, do you want your porn star not to be able to take big penis?
Right.
This is not a hallway, motherfucker. This is a cathedral. And there are pews for you to get on your knees and worship. It's so Manhattan. I'm sitting there with cameras having sex in this taxi cab with a little person. And nobody fucking batted an eye. So New York.
I want to remind everybody that Brittany will be appearing at Exotica Chicago on Friday, April the 11th through Sunday, April the 13th. Which booth will you be signing for?
My own.
Oh, look at that.
There you go. Brittany Andrews, biatches.
In the previous segment, we talked about how you decided to take a break for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What made you return to the industry?
The same decision that all of us old bitches are making. Fans. Because once again, as somebody that used to be a producer and director of content, that my content then was made invaluable, I couldn't figure out a way to distribute it and make money. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's a way to make content and to make money off of it again. So it made complete sense to jump back into the game, because, well, you know, I still look fabulous. And MILF, when I was ready to retire, the word MILF had just came out. None of us that were older ever heard of a word that was positive about female aging. It's now the most keyword search word in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and so I said to myself, well, you know, old bitches are trending. I'm old and I still look fabulous. And so OnlyFans is a thing. Everybody's making a ton of money. We're jumping back in.
Brittany will be appearing at her own booth. Ooh. At Exotica Chicago, Friday, April the 11th through Sunday, April the 13th. Get there early, because I know your lines are long and people were willing to wait in a very, very long time.
Just and I've to be able known to everybody for so long. So but I have so conversations wonderful. With yeah. a lot of my fans, because they've known me for 20 years. And yeah. I appreciate their support after all these years.
Once again, give it up for 2-time Hall of Famer, a legend in this industry, my girl, Brittany Andrews.
Hey,
Brittany,
you
are so
awesome. Thank you so much for
having
me on. I so appreciated having a conversation with you.
Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TKAfterDark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.